Rav explains, oh yeah, it's a three machlekes.
Why doesn't it say four ways? The Mishnah Achreina, what I mean, the Mishnah Achreina is different than the Mishnah Rishayna. You can say it's another Tana, the Mishnah Rishayna, the Mishnah Achreina, Chad Choshablai. It's one Tana. The Mishnah Achreina, Nami, Hischa, the Mashal, Kabbalah, the Meiser. It's just this one point that we switch. Just different Gersoyis and exactly what Tais is saying. But he just says that, okay, even when it starts to flow, it's already obligated, but really it's the same Tana. And therefore, it's only three of machlekes hanami.
But if you put the gargusni back to the wine press, then it's going to be forbidden.
Pirish. In other words, av masha begas, that even what's in the wine press, which is usually not forbidden, would be forbidden. And the reason, because you have the droplets of the wine that was in the gargusni, the hamasar begas that now gets mixed in the wine press, and therefore it's all forbidden. So it says, we can say, wait a second, well, the mistama, we could presume that yesh begas, that you have in the wine press, yesh mashishim metipas yayin hakagusni, more than 60 times the amount of the droplets that you have in the wine, like Augustine. But mainly, come on, peg beznik mercy later in the summer, but medav chamer chaduto be envy rabbam of chamer chad the be envy. If you have a mixture of grapes and new wine, rabbam says, but nice and tam, it goes regarding if it gives a flavor in that, meaning that there is halacha bittel. But come on, karab, look at bye, holy grava in contrast to his machlokes to the bye over there. And so, therefore, if it goes by based on taste, I mean that there would be bittel between them. Even though there's grapes in the wine press. But maybe you're going to say, given the begas, not make a yayin, and maybe you're going to say, no, because even in the wine press, there is wine with the grapes. And therefore, it's not considered like two different types that will go with tam, grapes and wine. It's considered the same type. It's even the minute amount that we say is going to make a prohibit, and therefore it's not going to be nullification, because they're both wine. A kati tikshi is still a difficulty. Lema, why don't you say solik minay? Like, make it a remove as if you have the same type down the yayin, the wine can be she'ene, as if it's not there, because you're right, it cannot do any bittel. But for she'ene minay, but what's not the same type down, and often shabagas, which is the grapes in the wine press, rabbalav is overpowering, is majority over those droplets from the gagus. And will nullify, because it's really not a rabba, as rabba holds also beperkin and nosho, and chod nav kofim abeis, gabichatikash adagatame, but regarding the piece of the non kosher fish, when it comes to bittel, okay, we'll say that same type cannot do the bittel, but rind, something else could do the bittel. The Yeshem says, you can say, is this really like a baya? You're right, good question, but here he holds like a baya. Dhamma that he says, chamachato be'invi b'mashu, that actually the new wine with the grapes actually will be problematic, even with a minute amount, because we don't go based on tam, we go based on the name, and they have that same name. But let's say nami salik is minay. He also doesn't hold like the other halacha that removed the one that's the same purpose if it's not there, and you say it is there, and therefore it's going to be also b'mashu. Oh, there's another part you can say. There's a lot of wine together in one place in the wine press. And therefore, it's going to be the same type over there with a minute amount. And therefore, it's going to make it forbidden. And therefore, even according to Rabba, it's going to be forbidden. Now, now we have to look into this. Still appears Rishon, I mean, according to the first interpretation that we said, this like Abaya, that we're saying because he holds like Abaya, so we shouldn't rule like that. Because we rule like Rava in that machlekes. And therefore, when we by mistake in error put the gugusni back in the wine press, and we should say that there is a bittel on the wine and the gugusni and the grapes in the wine press. The non Sri Lanka, we say that we hold the basa shmazli, we go based on the name and nalika bayam. Who says you go based on taste? We go the name, and they call two different things. Then says the Tim begins to say Lepishra bein the Tam. According to bein Tam, the first Kaman Peg Beis that he explains later on. Dafayin Gimel Medal. Stam Yain Nesach B'Shishim. When you have in general a Stam Yain of Nesach, it's bottle in 60. Kshari Sun Shabbat Torah, like all other prohibitions of Torah. Imloy Noida, unless you if you don't definitely be notion, it's not Labedis Kachavim, which is that's not called Stam Yain Nesach. That's called explicit Yain Nesach. So Imkain Lama Yesa Achzaras Kegusni. Why should we say it's forbidden when you put the gugusni back? The mishtama yeshishim b'chartzon ha'gas. Presumably, there is 60 of the grape seeds in the wine press. Mashu b'gugusni that what you have in this basket. The film yisvei kabaya yehimut. Even if you're like a baya should be permitted. Yeshem says we can say is the Rav Huna k'rav Rabbi Svile. Rav Huna held like his teacher Rav. This is a chunav kofim enough. This is really Rabbi Yehuda. Holy Rabbi Yehuda. That's when the same species is prohibited in a minute amount. But cholisun shabbat. Always in return. Therefore, it's going to be aser. Next says must begin the words the gnocha gagusne gufa, but my mitzvah. Wait, well, why is the gagusne itself asa? The nitzik, because it's connected with the flow. Shmamino nitzik chibur. Ah, says the Gemara, obviously that the flow is considered as an attachment. So says the Potemkin, you can say, Imkin, if that's the case, Masha Bagasa, you learn the lesser than what's in the wine press to be forbidden, Mitam Nitzuk, because it's also connected to the flow. The flow goes from the wine press to the pipe, to the gargusne, to the bar. Yeshem says, you can say, now the Shani Hacha, here it's different, that Nitzuk bar Nitzuk. That would be a flow of a flow. The Megasla gargusne, Nitzuk Echad, from the wine press to the basket is one flow. Megagusne, Labar, Nitzuk Sheni, and from the gargusne to the pit is another flow. Makam Paskum, from here they rule Harivan, Varashbam, Rabbeinatam, Bashem Rashi, that they all rule the Afilamandam and the Nitzikhiva, that even according to one that says that a flow is connection, become Makam Nitzik bar Nitzik, a flow that's from a flow, Kihach, like over here, in the Chiva is not considered as attachment. And Temit says, if you can say, Bo Inkan Rak Nitzik Echa, but it's not true, we only have one flow. The Kimishak Gagusni, us in the Kovim, since this basket has holes, Imkin Nifubavadim in the Gaslabar, so it goes from the wine press straight into the pit, albeit through different mediums. Says, no, since the holes in the basket are not made straight, rather from the sides, is not considered as one flow. There was a story that came from the Rashi, with a non-Jew that poured wine from the flask into a cup. That then the wine in the cup is forbidden, because what comes out is forbidden from rabbinic degree, like we see later in Perek Beis and Ayin Beis and Beis. And the wine in the jug also becomes forbidden because of the flow. And then the Jew drew wine from the barrel to that jug. And the gears is either venosnul yanch bechavis or venosu venosnul biyain shabachavis. And he went and he did wine business with the wine in the barrel. V'tir Rashi permitted. But listen, Tom, and the reason he gave is Meshum Shayayin Shabekankan, because the wine that's in the jug in a Neser Elam Tam Nitzik was only forbidden because of the flow that connected it to the cup. If that's the case, have a Yayin Shabechavis, so that makes the wine in the barrel, which the barrel is connected to the jug, which is connected to the cup, as Nitzik by Nitzik, a flow of a flow, which, as we said, that's not problematic. So he rejected his proof. Actually, flow over flow is a connection. Why don't we say the wine in the wine press is forbidden because of a flow? And the reason is because the mash of a gas, what's in the wine press, in nikar dain yain, it's not called wine yet. It's like water. We see that doesn't come forbidden when the non-Jew touches it. If that's the case, then even what's in the basket, am I also, why is it forbidden? It's still not called wine. According to the first version of the Mishnah, the Karminan, which is what we're discussing right now, the Karminan we say, Achir the bar, so it goes down to the system, till day came in hash, that's what we're going like. So why is the Gagusni problematic? It's not comparable. Because what's beneath the bottom of the Gagusni from beneath, it's included what's in the cistern, least Yain Gummit, to be full fledged wine. That's what's forbidden as a connection of the flow. If the non-Jew would touch it, would become forbidden with his touch. So says for them, we can say, where does the Gemara know that the basket is forbidden because of the flow? Maybe because the non-Jew touched the basket from beneath in its flow, and that's why it's forbidden, because it's considered yain. If that would be the case, Ravuna should have been more explicit in this teaching. He should have said, but if you put back in the basket that the non-Jew touched to the wine press, then it's forbidden. And the fact that he didn't explain this, so Pshita Leil Tamuda, the Gemara understood simply that mitam nitzukom, that it must be forbidden because of the connection of the flow. Now, Vaidkash, another difficulty says, Lafima Shapirish Masnin, according to what we explained, the Mishnah Gabi Vashar Mutter, that what's out of the pit is still permitted. Shayna Nesabim Aga, that's not forbidden with the touch of non-Jew Rak Mashabur, only what's in the cistern. And became, if that's the case, Hech Nechich Mekan, how could you prove from it Nitzuk Ban Nitzuk in the Chibur that the flow of the flow is not considered a connection? Dim Lom Chibur, maybe it is connection. Shayna Hoche, maybe here it's different. Mishum Dabad, they ain't like a Gusni, Lechaber Mashabur Gas Lobur, the basket can't connect what's in the wine press to the pit. Kimish Shadim of Nazar, because as own Halocha, Shadayin Bechla Mashabur Gas, because it's not considered what's including what's in the wine press, the Gagusni, Osam and the Giz of Kachabim, Bebar, because the basket's considered in the category of the prohibited touching of the non-Jew in the pit. But what's in the wine press is not forbidden with the touch of the nodule. But according to the way Rashbam explains, he explains Mashabah Bar Neser, what's in the system is forbidden. But it's not because the non-Jew touches. It's because of the force of the power of the non-Jew Bekabano. He does deliberately. And however, that which is in the winepress and in the Samatam Kirchhov of Gechov Mekabana, that does not become forbidden from the force of the non-Jew when he does it intentionally. Kimish and the Kadayan Yank is not called wine yet. And Begamai Kiluk Shabinga Gusni Arabar in the Nesser Machmas Kirchhov, and also the flow that's between the basket and until the pit is also not forbidden because of Kirchhov. So it's Tayyid, you should not dim loikin, because if there wasn't a case, Hechem Mechich, how does the Gemara prove the Harga Gusni Nesser Benitzuk, that the basket is forbidden because of the flow? Dimitam Kirchhov of Gechov move, maybe because of the force of the non-Jew. Obviously, in Kirchhov Gechov Moiser, we don't say the power of the non-Jew makes it forbidden. El Mashav Bardavka, only what's specifically in the cistern. Miu, however, Mitam Nitzuk, because the flow is sweet, and then we would say it's forbidden. Mashav Gugusni, what's in the basket? The Minlik Amon, because we say later on Peg Baster and the last Peg Davayim Beis and Beis, Begavoy Demon Olagos Rabbanu. What's inside the vessel? The rabbis did not make a decree. Ha Nami Lilaman Daman Nitzuk and the Chibur. That's only according to one that says the flow is not a connection. Av Madam Nitzuk Chibur Neser Mashav Shenish Begavoy Demon. But if you say that the flow is a connection, then even what remains in the flask is forbidden. If that's the case, Maishna Kargusni Megas, then why is the basket of the wine press lost to Benitzuk to be forbidden with the flow? Allah Shemamino. Obviously, it says that what you hear from this Nitzuk Benitzuk in the Chibur, that the flow of the flow is not considered as a connection, and that's why what's in the gas is permitted. Now, according to this, you have to explain what Rav Huna says is as follows. Loish, and we didn't learn only if you did not put the gargusni back into the gas. Kiaz, because then mashav boir aser, what's in the cistern is forbidden. Loy elyon, and not what's on above shenaga that was touched the kiluach through the flow. Kiar gargusni mafzig, because the basket is interrupted. Vavanitzik banitzik is a flow of a flow. Avlez gargusni gas, but when you put the gargusni back into the wine press, aser elyon, then what's on top is forbidden. Idei tarubasei shel atacht, because now it's mixed with what's on the bottom. According to this, in the Tzarch I'm going to mention at all the touching of the non-Jew, like Kamala Mishnah is saying, not here, not in our Mishnah. Now, my Sibyl of Nehru Menachem Zatzal, there was a story from Menachem Zatzal to get Racha, Bechavish, Shekol Hayayin Adabarza, with a barrel that the wine was finished up to where the spigot was. And the non-Jew himself lifted up the barrel. At that time, much like Yisrael Sabarza, the Jew drew the spigot, and he poured the wine into a jug of a Jew. And he permitted the wine that remained in the barrel. But also, he made prohibited what went outside. This is the Gemara of the bar that someone pours from a barrel to the cistern. The flow that comes out from the barrel and below is forbidden. And we explained about by that is pouring it. We ask, if that's the case, then even what's inside of the barrel should be forbidden. Mishnah Gemara answers, that since it's only rabbinic when it's from the force of the non-Jew, rabbis only decree what came out. What's inside the barrel, they did not make a decree. So therefore, it's permitted what remains in the barrel, like this story. Then says we can say, so I'm a mashma. Obviously, we see the enoughing bekeluach. If it goes out with the flow, have asiyan and neshbachavas adin nitzik. What remains in the barrel would be forbidden through the flow. So it says halakash. That's not difficult. The awesome chaper there. Yes, the hayayin shebekliyah ibekachavim. That's the wine in the vessel of the non-Jew hayayin nesel gomer. That would be full for jayin nesel. Hasam vati. They most definitely ilon makdav ketufei. So then, if you wouldn't like do it in phases, like you know that it's not all connected, then nesel hayayin shebekliyah. I mean, you cut. When you're pouring, yes, then the wine inside the barrel would be forbidden through the flow. Because the wine flowing directly into the yayin nesach should be klishol v'gachom, which is in the vessel of the non-Jew. With the wine that's in the vessel, it's not a full for yayin nesach. It's only from the force of the non-Jew. So then we don't say it's not forbidden what doesn't come outside for the reason that of the flow that's connecting to the prohibited one from the force of the non-Jew. The loy have a nitzik liyaynes. Remember, it's not a connection to literal yaynes. Next says, "Matzah begin with the gemarish mami." No, you can learn from this nitzik chibur that the flow is connection. It says, "Taisatim." It's a wonder because, yeah, in the Chanami, yeah, that's true. The behead yomer rabbuna. Rabbuna says explicitly, "Even davayin beizem enav nitzik a flow be ketafres another type of flowing connection chibur liyaynesach. It's a connection to yaynesach." So Vayomer Ben Tami says Rav Huna had debate. No, Rav Huna actually retracted from that. And Mekayach Raizu, and that's actually from the force of this proof. Pasuk he ruled Shagam Chad Nitzik in the Chibur that even one flow is not a connection to the Parsha Kaman Mitzvah Shem. Like we'll explain later on, Mitzvah Shem Ayin Beis and Beis of Maschil Amalahu. Next says Master begin the words of Gemara Mao Lidrach Moibek Kachav Megas. What's halacha? Can you press the grapes with the non-Jew in the wine press? Yeshua Dr. Tay says you have to analyze Midalai Shalu. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't ask Mao Lidrach Abi Kachav Mishral, doesn't say could the non-Jew do it with the Jew. It says could the Jew do it with the non-Jew. So Mashman sounds like Shagashal Abi Kachav, that it's the non-Jew's wine press. For Lehit to Bishtia Shalu, and therefore they didn't ask regarding permitting to drink. Elin Yehet to Hano coming by the whole question regarding Kidav. A permission to have benefit from it. Mari Nami, and it must be told by the Tzayla Liyade that they tied his hand to Kamesh Mefarish, like Digmar explains. Vachim Gwailin, this is what they asked in the child. In Nisach, the regular Nisach is the libations with a leg considered Nisach, but that's about not, and they're forbidden to benefit. Eloi, or if not, Tzachlem and Morvi, you have to say Shadim Maisa Shalom, they must have asked this child because of a story that happened. Because the Elipsik Halacha Shalom, they were asking him like Halacha, Lamaisa, Stama Psako, Eloshav, he should have answered that Ein Derech, no, you cannot press Kamishna Chren, like the last version of the Mishnah. Avadi Rather, obviously, a Maisa Shalom is because of a story that happened, they asked him, and partially Kamishna Chren, Kibishas, and ultimately was like the last Mishnah version, like the Gemara explains. Then says, since the wine press started to flow, and can have a yayin, Gomer says, full-fledged wine, lefi Mishnah Achrein, according to the Mishnah Achrein. Why shouldn't the wine and the wine press be forbidden in benefit? That if you hold a flow is a connection, I did yayin habar to the wine of the system, it's forbidden to have benefit. Hashem says the nitzik is high. Such a flow, she'ein avik achavim nagia to babar, with the non-Jews not touching on the system. Vein osik el bedricha, and is only engaged in pressing. Like asher ba'no, they didn't make it forbidden to have benefit. Hey, you should know the minhag commandment of perek beis. They must have learned the vayndal and manal. Yain b'yain yimachel avik achavim. When wine gets mixed up with wine, you can sell to the non-Jew chutz mit mei yain nesach shemay, except for the value of the yain nesach that's mixed in. Ami see afilu nesar legamri, even when it's totally mixed in. Lo yisrin ba'no, we don't make it forbidden to benefit. But it says, of course, if it touched the end of the flow, would be like you touched on the top, and then that nitzik, of course, would be chibben, and would be forbidden to have benefit. Next says, "Mat to begin the words etc." He says, this next story is not really the same thing as the story of the child. The who yunuka that child they weren't discussing ila mishal about no only to permit to have benefit, like we said in the previous tayes. Because the pit belonged to a non-Jew, but the only permission would be to have benefit. For Shmuel, hata b'shtikam, Shmuel was coming to permit even to drink. Because the pit belonged to a Jew, it just was similar in this the havanisa regal that the libation was only with the feet.